Okay, so I saw this recent Facebook post where it was two pictures side by side, and on one picture it was a lawyer, and on the other side there was this electrical lineman. And the story behind it was the lawyer makes a hundred and let's say $30,000, $140,000 a year, but he owes like $240,000 in student loan debt. Meanwhile, the electrical lineman makes $160,000 annually in salary, but owes no student loan debt. And so it was a call for action, I guess, to promote trades and trade schools. Now, I get the point of the picture, and I want to address the good and the misleading side of it, if you will. The good side of it, of course, is that yes, college is not for everybody. There are some people who, depending on their career goals, need a 4-year school. Some need a 2-year school. There are some professions that just need a certificate or some type of certification program that says you are licensed to do this job. So first and foremost, I do think that we should give more love or share more love toward the trade schools, the 2-year schools, the community colleges, because they don't get enough light versus 4-year institutions. There are people who go to these schools and have great jobs, great careers because of it. Now, in the case of the Facebook post, one thing that I think you have to look at is when you're looking at people who go to some of these trade schools to be welders, electricians, and things of that nature. I'm just trying to think of another one. But when you look at people, especially in the manufacturing construction world, that's high risk. And so when you look at what they make annually, it's due to the fact that they are taking a higher risk than most people would in that same or not in that same genre, but in other career paths. Some people are just not going to take that risk on their health physically to climb poles, to I guess use hot fire and ovens and furnaces and have to wear all these equipment and things just to do their job on a day-to-day basis. And I know I'm probably not using the right names for some of these things, but bear with me. But it's just what it is. They're not willing to put forth that effort to be in that line of work. Somebody has to do it, and some people are willing to do it. So that's the first thing. It's about the risk of that job. Two, I think what you have to look at is location. Some areas are going to pay more based off of the state where you live. Do you pay state tax? What's the cost of living? Okay, so you can't base it just off of the picture. At the same time, it makes you look more into, hey, is this for the paycheck or is this for like a passion? All right, because if you're looking at it just for the paycheck, sometimes people try to do a job just for the paycheck and it doesn't work. But when they follow their passion or follow a dream that they've had to do a certain job, then it may turn out differently. So you have to weigh that aspect too, paycheck versus passion. And I might talk about that more later because that just sounds like something that people need to discuss more. Okay, but so we got high risk. Think about people who change these light bulbs on these high towers and bridges and sorts like that. Okay, so you got high risk. You got location, you have passion versus paycheck. People who take out student loans to go to school, we're not knocking them. Some people need to do that to become what they want to become. That lawyer needed that to become a lawyer. Okay? That's what he wanted to do. And he did it by any means. Still, there is a need to handle undergrad and prerequisite courses in a more local, less expensive fashion. You've heard me say that plenty of times before. But when you get into these graduate schools and professional programs, they cost. And so you're going to have to cough up some money in the front end. You might can pay it back fast. You may not. But you're going to have to cough that money up. Okay? So hopefully all of it is not student loans. But when you have a high amount of student loans, you want to be making enough money to pay it off. And so last point that I want to make is, maybe the last point I want to make is that you can't look at a Facebook post or a social media post as law. They skew the numbers to prove the point. Do all lawyers make $130,000? No. Some make less. Many make more. Do all of them owe $200,000-something in student loan debt? No. And on the flip side, not every lineman is going to make that much money. Okay? It depends on where you are and what you do. So you can't use one post that is geared to sway a certain viewpoint. You can't view that as law. But one thing I will tell you that you can view as law, and this is the real flip to this situation, is this. Either side can win and either side can lose. Here's why. It wouldn't matter if you made $100,000, $50,000, $200,000, $500,000. If you're living above your means, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you owe. If you owe so much to one person or to a group of people that is going to affect how you can live day to day, month to month, it doesn't matter which path you chose. Because what the picture doesn't show you is how they live with that salary. Outside of mentioning student loans versus no student loans. You can make $160,000, but if you owe $50,000 in credit card debt, what good is that? You can have the student loan that you owe, but you live below your means, so those student loans can get paid off faster than you think. So what we don't know sometimes can harm us because we only base it off of what we see, what's being said to us. That post is only telling you half of the story. And again, it's just to prove a point about trades and trade schools, which is a valid avenue. But let's not get caught up in what we don't know and have to argue what side is better. If both sides are living below their means, great. Work out for both of them. But it doesn't matter what you make if you cannot effectively use what you make to your advantage. That's the nutshell of it. You can make what you want to make in income, what your debt look like, who do you owe? Are you paying them off? Are you in over your head? Are you trying to drive this expensive car that you can't afford? Are you trying to live in this expensive place that you can't have? What is it about? Weigh that option. All right? So, whether it's a 4-year school or a 2-year school, weigh what's best for you and your career goals. Try to find the least expensive way to do it and have a great career. But don't let these social media posts sway you one direction versus the other without giving you all the facts. Both can be good and both can be bad. Hope that tip helps. Flip the coin over. Hey, thank you again for tuning in and listening to Flip the Coin Over Education Edition. I hope that has helped you in some way. Feel free to share with others. Also, check out my new Instagram page for Flip the Coin Over at Flip the Coin Over. Also on Twitter at Flip the Coin Over. You can find out more about me, T.A. Acker, by visiting my website, www.taacker.com. Check me out on Facebook, T.A. Acker LLC, or on Instagram at T.A. Acker. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.